Did I ever tell you about the time that someone told me they don't like Paul from the Bible? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Yes, you heard me right in the intro. One time I was talking to someone, I think it was like a solid believer who I really respected, and I can't exactly remember who now, but they told me they thought Paul was kind of cocky and that they didn't like him. This took me by surprise because Paul is one of the most respected historical figures of the faith and wrote a good chunk of the New Testament. And I had kind of forgotten about this conversation until reading today's Devo, which actually addresses this a little bit. It's called Imitate Me by Hannah Howe. I recently had the opportunity to play cello with my old high school orchestra as an alumni. Before the concert, our director held multiple alumni rehearsals, and I went to all of them. But an old cellist friend of mine was only able to come to one, and on that day, we shared a music stand. As we started the first song, something in my brain told me to follow what he was playing. But as I did, my own playing became more messy and hesitating. We laughed about he should probably be the one to follow me since I'd been to more rehearsals. And by the day of the concert, we were both playing more confidently. Reflecting on this later, I was reminded of something I'd read in the Bible that kind of bugged me. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, "Imitate me as I also imitate Christ." And I thought, that sounds a little presumptuous. Paul seems pretty confident he knows what he's doing. But this example from orchestra helped me make sense of what Paul was saying. When I'm practicing cello by myself, it's definitely helpful to be alone so that I can work on the parts of the music that aren't coming easily to me. And then at rehearsal, it's great to have the conductor telling me how fast to go, how loud to play, and which places to really emphasize. But there's also this other element of listening to the people playing next to you that just really helps. Plus, playing the same music together with other people is part of the joy of an orchestra. I wonder if this is what Paul was getting at, that reading the Bible and talking to God by ourselves is super important. But sometimes, as we try to work out what it means to live out our faith in our everyday lives, it really helps to see some examples, especially from people we know personally. The older I get, the more grateful I am that God has set up His community this way, that He has given us each other so we can learn from one another and walk together as we follow Jesus. Because He loves us with an unending, death-defying love, He went all the way to the cross for us, sacrificing Himself so that we could live. And when He rose from the grave, He told us to teach and remind each other of the good news and help each other follow Him. So now when I read this verse, I see God's tenderness. As I long for the day I'll see Jesus in the flesh, it comforts me to know that I have brothers and sisters here in the flesh with me, showing me imperfect yet powerful glimpses of the love and goodness of Jesus. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Is there a Christian in your life that you admire? What about their walk with Jesus would you like to imitate? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:31 through chapter 11, verse 2, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, as well as chapter 4, verse 9, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have a friend in your life that you lean on in your faith? Would today's Devo be encouraging to them? Well, if so, I encourage you to share today's Devo with them, either on social media or through direct message or listening to it together. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Path to Friendship with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.